And now Roos Brothers presents the Friday Night Quarterbacks, three of the top football experts on the Pacific Coast, Bill Lizer, Prescott Sullivan, and your host for the next 15 minutes full of football talk, Ernie Smith.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another session of Friday Night Quarterbacks. This evening, we shall analyze the coming bowl games throughout the country. And by we, I refer, as usual, to the popular columnist of the San Francisco Examiner Sports Section, Prescott Sullivan, the editor of the San Francisco Chronicle Sporting Green, Bill Lizer, and myself. Now, before we begin, gentlemen, your picking average for last week was .000. And if you'd listened to me last week...
Yes, we know you picked Southern California.
Well, why not just say Merry Christmas?
Anyhow, that's enough for this year. Let's talk about next year.
Okay. On January 1st, 1943, at Miami, Florida, the Orange Bowl game, bringing together Alabama and Boston College. Alabama's record is 7 wins, 2 losses. Boston College 1-8, lost 1. The odds are even. Mr. Sullivan?
Well, Boston College had one bad day this year. Fact is, it was worse than that. It was an extra special bad day. But then who hasn't had those kind of days? I have them all the time myself, and so I guess I can forgive Boston College for that 55-12 beating it took from Holy Cross on the occasion of its one bad day. Before that, Boston College unbeaten in 8 games, and the winner over Fordham by a whopper score, 56-6 to be exact, had proved that it had an exceptional line and at least one great back in Mike Holovac, consensus All-American. I think a true performance on Boston's part will beat Alabama.
Well, I'm profoundly impressed by Mr. Sullivan's logic, so much so that I believe Alabama has a slightly better than even chance to beat Boston College. Holy Cross, as Mr. Sullivan mentioned, proved that Boston can be had and by plenty, so I pick Alabama.
Well, in spite of Boston College's 56-6 win over Fordham and its record, I'm picking, as did Mr. Lizer, the Southern team, Alabama. Northern teams give away 8 to 10 points playing down in the South, and the Alabama club should win in a tight battle. So we pick Alabama over Boston College.
Just like picking me to beat Joe Lewis.
All right, on January 1st, 1943, at Dallas, Texas, the Cotton Bowl game, in which Texas entertains Georgia Tech. The 1942 playing record of Texas is 8 wins, 2 losses. Georgia Tech's record, 9 wins, 1 defeat. The odds are 3-2 on Georgia Tech. Mr. Lyon.
It's a difficult pick. The coaches of the two teams are friends I met long ago, and I wish both of them could win. Old Bill Alexander at Georgia Tech really started this modern key formation business. Dana Bible of Texas is one of the finest, most sincere men in coaching, though that won't help him win. Anyhow, Texas has lost only 2 games, and by narrow margins only. And I think Dana has a very good team, and I pick Texas.
Well, anyone who argues that Stanford had a good team this year, as Mr. Lizer has done on numerous occasions, shouldn't hold Georgia Tech lightly. You will remember, no doubt, that Stanford took a 27-0 drubbing from Notre Dame. On the other hand, Notre Dame was well beaten by Georgia Tech 13-6. That, plus the information that Georgia Tech always has one of the trickiest attacks in football, and that this year it has a remarkable backfield man and the freshman star, Clint Castleberry, makes Georgia Tech look good enough to me.
Well, since you two can't seem to agree, I'll even things this time by stringing along with Sullivan. My reasons, Georgia Tech has had a very heavy Southern schedule. Georgia Tech has Alexander. The Rambling Wrecks have always been tough in postseason games. So I pick Georgia Tech, and we pick Georgia Tech to win.
Well, that's probably the lowest pick we made all year.
Okay, Bill. Well, let's move on to January 1st, 1943 at New Orleans, the Sugar Bowl game between Tennessee and Tulsa. Tennessee's record is 8 wins, 1 tie, 1 defeat. Tulsa 1-9, lost no game, scored 343 points, highest scoring record in the nation for 1942. The odds in this game are even. Mr. Sullivan?
Well, when you start talking figures, Tulsa's record sounds pretty good. When you start analyzing those figures, Tulsa's record doesn't look so good. What I'm getting at is this. Tulsa played the type of a schedule which any one of a dozen teams might have breezed through, just as Tulsa did. Tulsa met only 2 teams which might be called Major League, Oklahoma and Baylor. It beat them both, but then both were beaten often this year. Anyway, I think Tulsa is going a little out of its class in the Sugar Bowl, and I'll have to pick Tennessee.
You know, I think Senior Sullivan's got something there. Besides, if I disagree with Sullivan all the time, Ernie Smith won't have another chance to put in one of those minority reports of his. So I agree and pick Tennessee. And now watch Ernest Smith go to town.
Yes, indeed. While it's refreshing to observe this strange agreement between you, Mr. Lizer, and you, Mr. Sullivan, I think you're both wet. We picked against Tulsa several times this season on this program with only drooping percentages. I like Glenn Dobbs. And I point out that the Tulsa team, while high scoring, must have a defense too, if 32 points against the club in 9 games means anything at all. So here's that minority vote for the Southwest entry, Tulsa, over the Southern entry, Tennessee. However, the majority prevails in this program, and so we pick Tennessee to grab the sugar in the New Orleans Bowl.